leaders. Securitization. It's back. Once a cause of the financial world's problems, securitization is now part of the solution.
Given their role in the 2008 meltdown and their subsequent branding as toxic sludge, it is not surprising that securitized financial products have had a quiet few years. Yet the transformation of mortgages, credit card debt, and other recurring cash flows into new marketable securities is enjoying something of a resurgence. Once apparently destined for the financial history books, the alphabet soup of ABSs, asset-backed securities, MBSs, their mortgage version, CLOs, collateralized loan obligations, and others had a bumper year in 2013. More growth is expected this year. Not everybody is thrilled. Some observers argue that the risks securitization poses are too grave, but its revival should be welcomed, for it is probably essential to continued economic recovery, particularly in Europe. In its simplest form, securitization is straightforward and beneficial. For example, a car maker expecting lots of monthly payments from customers who have taken out financing can get investors to fund its business more cheaply by selling them its claim to those payments. A bank on the receiving end of mortgage repayments or credit card receivables can do something similar, bundle the loans up and sell them, or use them as collateral to get funding, which it can then use to issue more loans. This boosts both credit and growth. Used recklessly, though, securitization can be dangerous. It fueled the catastrophic boom in American subprime mortgages. Some banks, aware that home loans would be sliced, diced, repackaged and sold on, gave up even cursory checks on their borrowers' creditworthiness. Investors piled in blindly, snapping up supposedly safe tranches of bundled-up debt that proved to be anything but. The boom turned to bust and bailouts. Yet structured finance cannot bear sole responsibility for the crisis. It was more the conduit for irrational financial exuberance than its cause. Lax lending standards in boom times predate the emergence of securitization in the 1970s by several centuries at least. Most structured products performed well through the crisis, with the notable exception of those related to American residential mortgages. Defaults in Europe remained low despite the recession. And although there are still risks, securitization should be safer in the future than in the past because of new post-crisis regulations to reduce the danger of excesses. The principle that the party creating a new security needs to retain some exposure to the underlying credit, the skin-in-the-game rule, should help ensure that underwriting standards do not get too slack. That will hamper the desirable transferring of risk, but, given recent history, it is probably prudent to put a little sand in the gears. Some of the Kafkaesque structures spawned by securitization, such as collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, that invested in other CDOs, that themselves invested in MBSs, have been made prohibitively difficult to recreate. That is also sensible. Whereas simple securitization should be welcomed back, the over-engineered versions that rendered the financial system needlessly opaque should not. Europe stands to benefit most from securitization's return. Lenders across Europe are under pressure to improve the ratio of capital they hold to loans made. One way of doing this is to stop extending credit, which is unfortunately what many banks have done. If they instead slimmed themselves through securitization by bundling and repackaging loans and selling them to outside investors, such as insurance firms or asset managers, they could lend more money to credit-starved companies. That would have the added benefit of spreading risk away from wobbly banks. Securitization certainly has a black mark against it, but it is far too useful to be banished for good. Almost all financial innovations, from the humble mortgage to the joint stock company, have had to re-establish their reputations after a bust at some point in their history. Society benefited from their eventual rehabilitation, as it most probably will from the revival of securitisation.